You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. The U.S. falls behind in testing. A study confirms asymptomatic transmission. And Los Angeles threatens to shut off water and power to house parties. Here's what you should know. While the U.S. has increased testing, most people are not getting results within the 24 to 48-hour window recommended by public health experts. According to a new nationwide survey, 20% of those tested, many of them Black and Latinx, wait more than 5 days for test results, and 10% waited 10 days or more. If you're waiting 10 days or more, you can just throw those results out. They're not helping anyone, says Catherine Ognanova, a network scientist at Rutgers University. A new study from South Korea has shown that people without symptoms can carry just as much virus in their nose, throat, and lungs as those with symptoms, and for nearly the same amount of time. It confirms the long-held belief that the virus can be transmitted by asymptomatic patients, which is one of the reasons the novel coronavirus has been so difficult to control. As reports of large gatherings continue to circulate, the city of Los Angeles is threatening to shut off water and power to houses caught hosting big parties. The unprecedented rules go into effect tomorrow, as California continues to lead the U.S. with the most coronavirus cases. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.